everyone. Welcome back to Everything Works Out. I took to Instagram this week and put up a poll of what topics you guys wanted to see, and shooting your shot as a freelancer won out. So that's what we're going to be getting into today. This past week has been busier than normal for me. I have had a couple of new projects on the go that I work on when I get home from work at my 9-to-5. But for some reason, I've realized that busyness comes in waves for me, and I won't have things to work on for months. And then all of a sudden, 5 projects I've pitched all work out at the same time. I'm definitely not complaining, but that is just what's going on over here lately. So I am recording this a little bit later in the week. But what I kind of wanted to get into today is the world of the cold email. Now, I know most people probably dread writing and sending out cold emails to brands or people they want to work with because it kind of feels needy and like you're trying to beg people to work with you. But I personally love a cold email. To me, they are very low stakes. The worst that can happen is the person doesn't answer you and you move on, which happens a lot. But then there are times when you will write a cold email, send it out, and almost instantly get a reply back. And most times, the people who you are reaching out to probably would have never heard about you otherwise, or even better, maybe you caught them at the perfect time when they were looking for someone just like you and someone who has your skills to help them out. So I wanted this episode to be a quick breakdown on how to write a cold email to your favorite brands or people you're wanting to work with and some ways that you can try to ensure that your email gets opened and replied to. First and foremost, if you've never heard of the cold email, it is basically an unsolicited email that is used as a marketing technique to introduce you or your brand to someone who has never heard about you or you don't have a prior work relationship with. Now, I personally have almost exclusively gotten jobs from cold emailing and reaching out to some of my favorite companies. And I'm proud to say that because I think it shows initiative and shows you actually have interest in the company that you're trying to work for. And depending on how you lay out your email, you can come across really genuine and interested in the business or person that you're reaching out to, which in my experience works really well. I recently cold emailed a brand that I had found on the I Love Creative site, if you guys have ever been on that. It's definitely a great resource if you are a creative looking for new opportunities. I will link it in the show notes. But I found a company on there that really aligned with this podcast and what I'm trying to do and thought that I could help them out with some design work. So I wrote up a cold email and sent it over, and it got a response. And I set up a call with the owner, and we had a chat about working together. Now, that's just one example of me cold emailing someone and it working out. But it just shows you that if you actually have an interest in the company and think that you can be helpful, I would definitely just reach out to them because there's no harm in it. All right, so let's break it down into 4 easy steps. You guys can listen to this while you write your email, but I'll do a little summary at the end and just tell you how to lay out the email so it's easier for you to create. But let's get into the 4 steps. The first one is tailoring the message to the recipient of the email. Now, this may seem straightforward, but I would suggest doing your research and making sure you are hitting on what kind of feels personal to them. So it can show the receiver that you have thought about their interests and what they do, what they are passionate about seeing, and feel more relevant to them. For example, if you are reaching out to a skincare brand, You can mention something about how you align with their mission statement, or add in a quick personal story about how an ingredient that they use in their products has benefited you in your personal life. I have used this tactic before in relation to skincare companies because when I was in my early 20s, I definitely was going through a bunch of different hormonal changes and struggles with skin. And I had some favorite products that I would use and use this sort of method about sharing a personal story with how it helped my skin in a lot of the cold emails I sent out during this time. That definitely got really good feedback. So definitely use your personal life, your personal stories, and anything that just seems human. The second thing is more of a reminder, but it's remembering that you are the stranger in this conversation. So you want to introduce yourself in a quick, easy to digest way, mention your name, what you do, and I personally like to throw in a common commonality, as I've heard it called, something that will connect you to the recipient, whether that be you're from the same hometown or you're a friend of a friend. Or it can just be you graduated from the same university. The third piece of advice I would give is to include why the recipient should care about your email. So briefly and clearly describe how you can solve a problem they are having. State what you can offer, and whether that be design, video content, social media, whatever it may be, clearly describe what services you offer and how that can benefit their business. The fourth and maybe the most important point is keeping it short, easy, and actionable. If I were to call this cold email a cold email sandwich, you would have the bun, which would be tailoring your message to the recipient, and then the hamburger or the meat would be introducing yourself. And then the bun again would be you stating how you can solve their problem. People do not want to read paragraphs and paragraphs of information, so keep things quick and easy to read. And then once you have your email, sign it off with an appreciative thank you and send that baby off. And don't feel discouraged if you don't get a reply back right away or a reply at all. Keep scrolling through Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, or on the internet, and find ways to get into contact with your favorite brands and people. Now, this may be annoying to some brands, so forgive me if you're listening to this and you hear me say this, but I have worked on the other side of company emails, so I understand. But you can even email the hello emails of a lot of companies, and most of the times, if you seem of interest to them, they will forward you to the correct department or give you an email you can reach out to instead. So don't be afraid to send emails to the generic email inboxes. Again, sorry companies for me sharing this info, but it is definitely helpful, especially for some smaller brands that maybe don't have a bunch of different departments to reach out to. So that's all for today's mini episode. Little everything works out mini-sode. Now go get writing your cold emails and start booking those jobs. I'm rooting for you and I know you will do amazing. So see you next Sunday. And remember, everything works out.